The morning air was cold, crisp, and fresh. The day was sunny. Brady, Jimmy, David, and Lucas stood outside the prison gates. They had been officially released. They had said their goodbyes to Jason after breakfast. David and Lucas's parents were waiting with their car outside the prison gate. They were anxious and wanted to get away from there as quickly as possible. However, Lucas and David took their time bidding farewell to the other two. David shook his hand with Brady and Jimmy.
"Well, this is it. Our parents are waiting. I'm surprised that they are here at all," Jimmy laughed and remarked.
"Perhaps they think that you've turned over a new leaf."
Lucas grunted in response. David and Lucas walked up to their parents and hugged them. They got into the car, waved goodbye to their now friends and ex-prison mates, and drove off. Jimmy turned towards Brady and reiterated his offer of sharing his home. Brady, without sounding ungrateful, refused and thanked him just as he had previously.
"I know, and I will come and find you if I'm stuck. We have been living in each other's hair for too long."
Jimmy understood the feeling. He knew if they shared accommodations, the feeling of prison life would still be there. He did not want that either, but he just wanted to help out his brethren in need. Jimmy extended his hand to Brady.
"Well then."
Brady shook hands with Jimmy, and they both parted ways. Jimmy got into his waiting taxi and left. Brady slowly walked through the woodland. He breathed in the fresh air and slowly came to grips with his freedom. He kept walking at a slow pace to the small town, which was a good few kilometers away from the prison. He took his time. He had nowhere to go. No one was waiting for him. He will look for accommodations for tonight with the money earned in the prison. He will begin to look for work tomorrow. His parole officer met with him yesterday and made a few suggestions. He will suss those places out. It took him a couple of hours to get out of the woods surrounding the prison. As he walked to the edge of the woodlands, he saw a few buildings that had cropped up over the years he had spent indoors. Well, it was a good few years, and time waits for no one. He looked around at all the houses with its large double gates. Sure enough, the land was pretty cheap here. The houses and their back gardens were huge.
"What do you expect? Even the land around the prison will carry a stigma," he thought to himself.
Living near a prison is a potential threat to people's lives and a suspicion on the residents' morality and their character. Moreover, there was a cemetery on the left side of the road. That would have doubled the people's fear. It is only the very brave who will live beside a cemetery. Brady walked on the footpath. He was flanked by the road on one side and a small strip of grassland on the other. These were a good distance from the houses. As he walked further, he saw a man sitting in the grassland. There was a car parked beside him. He was leaning on the car and was holding a bottle of beer in his hand. It was just about midday when Brady reached this place.
"Too early for a man to be drunk. He might be in some kind of trouble."
Brady moved closer to the man. He was crying and mumbling to himself. Brady stopped and inquired to the man if he was all right. The man slowly raised his head and looked at Brady's face. Then he lowered his head and continued to stare at the ground. Brady waited for a few seconds. Then he took out a packet of inexpensive cigarettes from his pocket. He searched for a lighter everywhere, but he could not find one. He looked at the person sitting on the grass and asked him if he had a lighter. The person took out the lighter from his pocket and handed it to Brady. Brady, in return, offered a cigarette to the man. The person took the proffered cigarette and kept it between his lips. Brady lighted the two cigarettes and handed the lighter back to the person.
"You keep it. I have another one somewhere."
They both took a few puffs from their cigarettes in silence. Brady squatted on the grass beside the person. It is possible that being in the company of a stranger may have calmed the person down.